probably have some interventions on LA game. Was there any moment in that game when you sort of felt like you were really, really on point?
Well, you know, I mean, the Juninho shot early when it knuckled the way that it did, and it really kind of jammed me up, and when I was able to kind of force that one over, that was kind of a step in the right direction. But I think after the land and save, you know, because he really hit it well, and I can kind of tell when I got up, I kind of like hopped up, you know, and that's kind of like my, I guess my celebratory hop or something. But I think that at that point I realized that if I'm able to kind of keep us in this for like a little bit longer, then perhaps something's going to go our way. And for David to score kind of right after that, it really made it feel like it was a difference maker.
I'm glad you mentioned the Donovan shot, because they showed his reaction at one, but they didn't show yours. So, you know, it felt like watching the game, that was kind of, you know, that was the turning point. I was like, wow, you know, this guy's
I mean, I think when he, the way that he controlled it, the way that he struck it, you know, it was one of those things where I thought it was top class, you know. And then to be able to get it, put it in a decent spot out of bounds, not leave a rebound out on the park, it was just kind of the culmination of so many different things coming together to make probably the frustration for him, and then for the elation of for myself.
There's been a lot made of the Casey Cummings tandem in scoring. Talk about the tandem you got playing in front of you, two center backs, Ugo and George.
You know, Ugo and George have been brilliant. You know, I mean, you have to have a big guy, and then, I mean, they're both athletic, but I think Ugo's a monster in terms of his athleticism. He's fast, strong. But I think the thing that's best about him is that they're willing to kind of listen to the information that I'm throwing out there. And Ugo and I've had a long-standing relationship just from my time in Los Angeles, but I'm certainly happy to be playing with him again. He's somebody that I've respected for a long time. His game has continued to improve, and George is an up-and-coming player that I think as we have more and more success, that he's going to get recognized for the amount of work that he's put into it and the effort that he puts in and day out of practice.
How much of it is instinctual between the two of them, and how much are you directing things? You're playing Xbox?
Well, I mean, they're certainly guys that would be successful no matter where they are, but I think that we work as a unit, as a group, and they know where I'm going to be, and they kind of are confident with the things that I'm going to be doing back there. But I think inherently they're very, very good players and read one another well. If one guy steps into the midfield, then there's that balance and cover that they're providing. But I really feel that just the communication and the relationship that we all have kind of contributes to this total success of the team.
Thanks.
Yep.
How big is this for you in the MLS Cup? You've been in the league a long time and been one of the top guys, but you know, never really, you know, played much with the national team and things like that. And is it sort of a validation of a, you know?
You know, I mean, I've had so many opportunities with the national team. You know, I've been in probably more camps than anybody in the history of U.S. soccer, but it just doesn't necessarily end up in caps, you know. So I don't feel like I've been slighted in terms of opportunities with the national team, and I've never really resented that. I think for me, one of the biggest things about this MLS Cup is an opportunity to do it on a team other than Los Angeles. You know, I was fortunate early in my career to have gotten there, I guess, after two or three seasons, and then we did it in 2001, 2002, and it was almost like we were on this run where I was just accumulating these MLS Cup appearances. And now that I've moved away from Los Angeles, and I've kind of, I guess, there's some validation to doing it with another team, you know, and proving that you can do it away from your hometown. Yep, absolutely.
Would it be particularly sweet because you kind of your off season in terms of Casey letting you go and then taking a little while to catch on to Dallas, you know, and then getting here to the MLS Cup with Dallas after all that?
Yeah, no, it's certainly something that I don't take for granted. You know, I think I enjoy every day that I'm playing, and one of the things that most excites me is that I feel like I'm going to be able to continue doing it, you know, and the relationship that I've developed here in Dallas. Like you said, in Kansas City, we weren't able to come to terms, and so I was contemplating being done with soccer, you know, and I didn't feel like my form was wrong because I'd won defensive MVP in Kansas City last year, and then was in with the national team with Bob Radley in January and February, but you know, when there's that gap where you're not really playing anywhere, you don't take anything for granted, and I go out there every day and really enjoy it. And this would certainly be a storybook ending for me for the year.
And the way Dallas has just kind of brought you in, welcomed you to the fold, that's been just kind of a great part of picking up in 2010.
What's that?
And just the way Dallas has kind of welcomed you in quickly and the way you've adjusted into the lineup.
Yeah.
Kind of buoying things up at the back. That's been great. A great part of the season, too, as well, right?
Yeah, no, certainly when Dallas stepped up in March in an awkward time of preseason, probably in the last week or two of preseason, it really made a pretty big impact on me. I think that I kind of play almost as if I'm trying to repay them for taking the opportunity to... And so I just continue to work hard and try to repay them for really stepping up and giving me the opportunity to play some more in MLS.
If you guys weren't able to be successful on Sunday, would that take away anything from it, or would you still have kind of just a positive vibe after all that's kind of in route?
I think with the character of this team that we'll find some way to deal with it, you know. I guess the biggest thing for me is that this is kind of the culmination of everything that we've done all year, and we really look forward to the opportunity and trying to prove ourselves champion of MLS, and you know, and we keep a positive, you know, vision of it the entire time, and whatever comes will come, and we really haven't sat back to judge exactly how our season has been, but we certainly feel like we've done a lot of things this year that we can take pride in.
Kevin, what's your part as you guys transition out of that pretty heavy underdog 5 days later to fairly prohibitive favorite? What are you telling the guys?
I don't know. I mean, I still feel like, you know, we're underappreciated a little bit, you know, just because a lot of the people that are on board now are probably people that are just kind of jumping on, you know. So we just continue to work hard and try to, like, make real believers out of people, you know. And the only way to do that is to win a championship and for us to continue to develop the exciting soccer and the character that is inherent within this group.
Somebody asked me, because I am from Dallas, you know, do you think they're starting to believe their own press? And I said, I don't think so. But how would you answer that?
Believe our own...
their own press, you know, that you're starting to buy into the fact that you are, you know...
I mean, everybody's going to need to create a story, you know. I mean, we are who we are. We've developed ourselves over a 9-10 month period, you know. And I don't think that the media in 5 days or whatever the case may be is going to change who we are. We're a group of hardworking guys. We fight for one another. We believe in what it is that we want to get accomplished. We put the time in terms of our preparation, and we have the utmost respect for the opponent. And people are going to make stories, and people are going to make judgments all the time, but I guess our main focus right now is trying to win this cup and bring it back to Dallas and share it with the organization and the fans.
Let's go.